go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Can subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, and soon to be SoundCloud. I think that's not, we're just testing the water with that one. So
yeah,
and you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, Twitter, Facebook. You can also check out some galleries from the comic cons we've been to in the last 2 weeks at the 8bitgeek.com. You can also support us on Patreon, help us pay our overhead, help us get some new equipment. And you can shop with us at Amazon.com.
Yeah, and you should totally be a Patreon subscriber, because I'm telling you right now, the amount of bonus content from this show alone tonight is fucking amazing. So go subscribe for as little as a dollar. You get like these uncut episodes that are like just packed full of stuff that doesn't make it. And some really just amazing stuff.
Yeah, and we've got about 20 minutes of extra show this week. So far, we don't even know what's going to happen next. You can go to our website, and the Patreon link is on it.
Yep.
Excuse me, I had to burp.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was nasty. That happens. Okay, so before we get into the news, there's kind of a geeky matter to discuss here, and I wanted your opinions on this because it's a hot topic right now.
God damn it!
Should have seen that one coming.
So Hot Topic is buying ThinkGeek. Most people know Hot Topic as the dreamy, teeny, mommy doesn't love me, gonna buy my band shirt store.
Wow.
But it slowly transitioned after the 90s into kind of, it's starting to be more of a geeky kind of store that carries major products for like movie releases, you know, all the tie-ins with it and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. I've seen those. They sell pops now and everything like that. So
yeah, they even have like they get exclusive pops too. Actually, I mean, like I've seen a couple come out of there that have been exclusive.
Doug has said that this is actually a perfect kind of marriage between two companies. And at first, I thought, I was like, oh fuck, man, because I was like, this is going to be bad. But then I thought to myself, after talking to you guys, it can't be that bad, right, Kev?
Yeah, dude. Okay, I mean, honestly, I've gotten some cool stuff from Hot Topic, although I've never paid full price for anything. I've gone to their like clearance racks, but I've got some really cool like action figures. I got a really like a 14-inch Jason statue from Friday 13 Part 6. So, I mean, there was some really cool stuff you can get from there. In honesty, like there was a place when I grew up in Chicago, there was a place just like it. It was independently owned. It was called The Alley. And I have friends there, and I'll still say it. There was a lot of fucking dickheads that worked there, and they were very uppity. It was like Dick's Last Resort, but except they weren't acting. They really hated you being there. And so every Hot Topic I've ever been to, it's a nice transition, because when you walked in there, people actually said hello, said if they could help you, if they saw your tattoos, they're like, oh cool, what's that? You know, I don't know. They've been friendly to me. So I mean, I've never had a problem with Hot Topic. I mean, but once again, I'm never going to pay full price for a lot of that stuff. And
yeah, that's my only... I guess that was my biggest concern, is the fact that a lot of Hot Topic is very much overpriced versus, you know, competitors and for what the market was worth. And I thought, man, I just don't hope they don't jack up the prices on ThinkGeek. Because ThinkGeek is actually pretty well-priced.
Yeah, on certain things.
Yeah, and also if you get them during one of their sales, especially like a lot of times they when they do their sales, things get knocked down to an incredible prices. I think it's less about pricing and stuff like that. It's more about like bringing some of the stuff that they have on ThinkGeek into stores. Like a lot of that stuff you can really only find there. I mean, they have a lot of like, I don't necessarily know if it's exclusive. I mean, but stuff that really you go to ThinkGeek to find, because I don't know where the fuck else to find some of that.
Yeah.
Some of those things. So maybe bringing some of that more to their stores. And maybe Hot Topic is trying to get away from the like emo goth kind of, you know, vibe that they've had since the early 2000s. And maybe they are trying to be like more like Hot Topic, like pop culture, what's hot right now, you know. Sort of thing, which again, it covers a lot of stuff. I mean, it could be bands, movies, TV shows,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And they and they, like I said, you have kind of seen that transition over the past few years where, you know, whenever some movie, if a new Tim Burton movie is coming out, the full front of the store is going to be whatever that is. Even if it's Alice in Wonderland, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Or they love their Harry Potter, Twilight, and all that stuff too. So, like, they definitely try to reach out to, like, fandom specifically. So, again, I kind of feel like they're kind of moving in that direction already. I mean, I haven't been in one in, like, 10 years, but, like, the last time I mean, you walk, again, you walk by and you just see, like, oh, look at all that fucking Harry Potter stuff that's in there. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, we're all for it, right?
What would you guys think? Who else would you think would be a better suitor for ThinkGeek? I would say a worse one would be GameStop. GameStop, if they would have bought ThinkGeek, that would have been,
you know what,
bad.
I don't know, man, because I recently sent you photos of a brand new GameStop here. It's in Southlake, Texas. If you ever have a chance to check it out, you guys have to. It's like a test store that they're doing. It's a larger GameStop than what I've seen before, and it is filled to the brim with statues and
pop figures.
It's got Minecraft section. It's got a Nintendo section. This place is like a ThinkGeek, and in store format. The pricing wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't the best. Everything is marked up about $2. So, as where Pop is usually $8.99, right, at Barnes and Nobles, it was $10 at GameStop. They had, you know, they had the Marvel Select series, which usually sells for about $20 to $22 a figure. It was $22 to $24 at GameStop. Now, they did have some figures that were like $300 to $400, which was insane. But they had some really cool stuff. I would argue that they may have been a good suitor for them as well. I don't know. I can't really think of anybody who could benefit the most out of it. Maybe if one of those. It'd be cool if, like, one of those box companies bought them, right?
Yeah,
like those,
I mean,
monthly,
even,
those monthly,
I mean,
box ones.
I'm kind of with you. The way that, because the way that you kind of described it this weekend when is that the store that you saw in person in Southlake was kind of like GameStop's setup at the conventions that we've seen lately, like at Dallas Comic Con last year and this year, where you walk in and it's just pop figures, action figures, statues, gaming stuff also, but almost less of that than the other nerdy things. Like, it feels like there's a lot more shirts and sunglasses and whatever, you know, just tons of this nerdy shit everywhere. So I kind of feel that they may have actually been a better suitor. But at the same time, I don't know, because sometimes you walk into a GameStop, if they're all like the one that you saw in Southlake, I think it would work, and I think it would work well.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, if they were to buy it and then sell their stuff in the GameStop, like the one that's over here by my house, not so much. I mean, the stuff will sell, but at the same time, I don't think at that point it wouldn't be lucrative.
No, and they, I talked to the guy and he said that, you know, the test store is working out very well. Like, it's they're selling a lot of stuff. So I think, you know, I think GameStop itself, I know this is getting off topic, but I think GameStop itself is looking for ways to survive the future. Kev, you probably have more insider knowledge than us because you know a guy who works there. His name is also Kevin, I think. I don't know. But I think that they're looking for ways to expand and to stay relevant in the age of DLC, downloadable games, and all that nonsense.
You think that's also why they're you know, experimenting with the whole, like, selling and purchasing of old retro games again? Like, they're kind of bringing that back?
Oh, God, yes.
You think that's, like, because suddenly there's, like, a resurgence of people wanting...
Yeah, that's a market that is for sure, like, coming back. Like, that's making a big comeback. I know that it's always been there, but, man, if you check Reddit/games, everybody is, like, doing this retro thing where they're, like, checking, I got my old Nintendo hooked up to my TV, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've showed you recently that Katie sent me a man crate thing, kind of like a loot crate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it came with a retro gaming system, and it plays NES games and, you know, two controllers and all that stuff, and the actual crate itself also came with two games. Nice. And then I went, like, that weekend, I went to my parents' house because they were doing, like, a garage sale, and I went into like my closet of my old bedroom or whatever, and up in the corner was the NES with all the games, and I was like, and you're coming home with me today. Like, so we went home and played some, you know, Super Mario 3. And
I think that
so
I think that and then if you check the prices on eBay, like I've been looking, actively looking, because I'm going to do a different setup in my office, definitely to beat you, Doug. I'm redoing
it. I don't know, man. I'm getting ready to move. My new office is going to be dope as fuck. We just did a walkthrough tonight on the new house. Dude, I can't wait.
We're going to have an office face-off, and we're going to film it on TV. And so
I'm on Periscope live.
And so I think you check eBay prices. I've been looking for some just empty shells, so that way I could put like a little museum of the game systems I've owned. And prices have gone up significantly on the retro consoles.
Yeah, I would imagine. So that's my almost concern with these, you know, like them doing that at these stores and stuff, just because now it's suddenly, you know, I don't know, they're back. There's a resurgence. People want them again. So, you know, you used to be able to go to these stores, and, like, they would almost they'd throw in four extra games into your thing when you bought, like, an Xbox 360 game, because they're just trying to fucking get rid of their overstock of these NES games. And now I feel like you're going to go in and be like, oh, shit, I want this game. And they're going to be like, okay, that's $60.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, what the fuck? This game is 20 years old. Yeah, it's because there's only 5 working versions of it out right now, because it's 20 fucking years old.
Kev, tell us, give us the insider news.
The insider news is I no longer work for GameStop, so I have no fucking clue.
What? You quit?
Yeah.
So now we can bash them, right?
Once every 2 months. Huh?
Now we could bash them, and you can tell us all the dirty secrets.
I don't have any dirty secrets.
How many times did you have sex in the back room?
At this point, you guys know more than I do about GameStop.
Oh.
No, never, unfortunately.
Oh. No backdoor BJs for...
No backdoor anything?
The stores that I worked at, you wouldn't want any of them. Except for one.
How big are the back rooms? Because there seems to be a lot of traffic going in and out of there. What's in the back room at a GameStop?
Usually nothing, just stock that you bring back out. You know what's not in the back? Customers. So sometimes they want to escape and go back and hide from customers.
Yeah. I can see that.
Well, this is very uneventful conversation.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
But, Jeremy, there was at one of the Comic Palooza, there was a guy that had a whole bunch of consoles. Did you even see how much those were? I saw he had like some Segas.
He had some of those that stuff, and then
they were probably like full.
Yeah, they were full working and stuff. Like I think I could get off paying, you know, somewhere around the lines of $20 a console to get them, and you know, non working. But the point, you know, all the non working ones are pretty beat up. So I'm searching for the right ones. But
it would be cool to I mean. And I'm sure there's, like, copyright and some really you can't do it. But it'd be cool to see someone, like, on Etsy or something, like, selling these refurbished, like, cases where they have gotten their hands on these and they're, like, they've fixed them, painted them back up, got them looking good again. Because they're, dude, we live in a generation of fucking nerds who would look at that and be like, my God, I want that to be my computer. And could literally put a computer inside
of them. They're doing it. Once again, Reddit is proof. I mean, you go on there and you see people putting... The whole mod scene is pretty big on the retro stuff. So
I'm surprised that there's not someone out there. And again, I guess that may fall into some sort of like copyright infringement of, I don't know, on Etsy or something.
Yeah, it could. But we got to get into some stuff here. We got to talk about some news. We got some really cool stuff to go through. But first, I want to invite Sean Pennis to the stage.
Okay.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Hey, Sean.
Yo, what's up, my brother?
Okay, so listen, we're changing up a little bit on this whole thing. Uh-huh. This whole I'm trying to stall because once again I don't have my background music for you.
Oh my God.
I don't remember what episode I had it in.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Oh, man. Sean Penis. Poor guy. Welcome back.
Help me, Sean. Yep. Oh, it's 71. It's 71.
It's just a fucking train wreck.
No, it's not. We got this.
This whole episode is bullshit.
So you've been doing pretty well there, Sean. I see you're happy individual
shit.
Tonight.
Okay.
Oh, shit. There it is. My jam.
Okay, Sean. This week we got a... we saw that you wrote something.
Yep.
And on Craigslist. And why don't you take it away?
All right. Breathtaking girl at Hastings. Male for a woman. 22. In Russellville. Just making my rounds across the United States. Age 22, as stated above. Height 6'3".
You're a tall motherfucker.
Yeah, mother. Look at this. They expect me to not be a handsome, tall motherfucker. I know that this will never work, but I have to try.
I fucking lost it.
You are absolutely beautiful. And you work at a Hastings. I get this weird nervous feeling by just having you as my cashier. You have a fox tattoo and dark hair. I love the chance to talk to you and see if we click, if you know what I mean. I have come in several times in my pants and the store and bought a couple of comics. If you can tell me what comics or what you think I look like, I love the chat. Yours truly and forever faithfully, Sean Pettis.
Forever faithfully.
Until next week.
Ding, ding, ding. I lost it when you were.
When I was what, Jer Bear?
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry about it. Go away.
Don't worry about it. All right, guys. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Every week we take a look at the news and go through it, the little movie stuff, you know, little tidbits here, and then we talk about it. We'll give you an update just in case you don't like to read and just listen. Oh. Or if you can't read.
Oh.
We don't discriminate.
No. I mean, I don't know how they got to our podcast without reading.
Well, they probably had an assistant.
Maybe.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
All right, so
Paramount. Wow.
Paramount is making a... Well, it seems to be the trend that every fucking studio now needs a fucking universe of something. So we have the Marvel Universe, the DC Universe that's coming. We have the... fucking Transformers universe that's now spawning its first spin-off film, and it will star Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Star
fuck
the
this
one Transformer that doesn't fucking talk.
For real, I am not behind, dude. I hate the look of these fucking Transformers. Like, I thought that when Michael Bay announced that he was doing a fourth, and he goes, "Yeah, we're totally redesigning." I thought, "Wow, he's gonna do what everybody wants and go with like the G1 kind of look, an actual like blocky transformer that still transforms and looks intricate and detailed, but like has you can actually fucking see what they're doing and see their faces." I thought that's what was gonna happen. I was wrong.
Yep,
I was completely wrong, because you could still pull it off. Like, you could still pull it off. Cool looking fucking Chevy Camaro that transforms without looking like that.
Yeah.
I think.
Agreed.
But anyways, we're going to get that bullshit and no one's
going
to...
Yeah, it's a shame because I don't think it did well domestically, but overseas in like China and stuff, this movie is fucking dominated. And that's why this is happening. They don't care. Yes. You know what? They are not pandering to American audiences anymore.
No, they're not.
I've seen this now.
I've seen this so many times. Let's see. I saw it in the Transformers movie. I saw it in the new Avengers movie. They're shooting in China in all of these films because it's their biggest... It's their biggest money getter.
Well, it's probably cheaper too.
Well, they don't... The American market is not number one anymore. That's the thing. Like, why would you want to see your own country represented and like pull you out to see more, you know, like everything now it was up to this point was made in America. I don't know if it would be cheaper to fly over to China to film.
There was a lot of stuff filmed in Vancouver though too because it was cheaper. So they don't give a shit these days. It's all about their bottom line. If it's cheaper to film somewhere else, they're going to film somewhere else now. That's just the way it goes.
I think there's something behind it with location, with at least going overseas. I mean, it's too much. I think it's too much of a coincidence to see
benefits. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, like China would probably be like, there's probably bidding wars on that shit. Who knows?
Yeah, dude. I just noticed the people that they have as writers includes like Robert Kirkman, who is the writer of The Walking Dead.
Stop it.
And two writers from Iron Man, Zach Penn from Pacific Rim, someone from Lost. Like, there's a
so
fucking.
Are they actually going to try?
Remember, usually when there's more writers, that means the shittier it is.
Well, this is the Transformers universe writing room. This isn't necessarily just for one specific movie. So who knows which one of these writers will come out of this and actually write the movie? And we got to remember also, DC did something interesting recently where they hired like five writers and then had them fucking compete to fucking write the movie. So this could be the same thing. Here's a bunch of writers who've shown interest in writing the movie and then they just pin them up against each other.
That's really messed up that they do that.
Eh?
You know what? You go in for an interview for any normal job. I guess it's just another way of like, hey, let's see who's best.
Yeah,
whose ideas align with our vision.
But it's different with a job versus a writer. A writer is like fucking porn is he's like, all right, I got a fucking 100-page script. I'm gonna turn it in now. This is my idea.
Oh,
and then you're
not,
like,
they're not writing
100-page
scripts.
But they're all gonna get compensated somehow.
Yeah, they're not writing 100-page scripts. They're probably just writing like probably 10-page treatments, man. They're doing something short.
I don't know. I don't think that they would bring everyone in and then be like,
they probably have them write a scene or two. They don't have them write a whole movie.
I'm gonna look that up. I gotta find out now.
Oh, don't do it right now.
I'm going to do it.
Continue on with the show.
This has been a great show, guys. We'll talk
it's
to you later.
Like 3 hours already.
Yeah.
I gotta find out. I gotta do this. Anyways, Tron has been canceled by Disney, Tron 3, but now there's a petition with 10,000 fans and counting rallying around it to get it uncanceled. Does this matter, and will it work, guys?
No and no.
Tron Legacy grossed
Better things to do.
Well, Tron Legacy grossed $400 million at the box office worldwide.
Yeah, but that
wasn't. And you know what is going to gross more than that? Any Marvel movie that comes out in the next like 10 years, any Star Wars movie that comes out in the next 10 years, that is fucking chump change. They don't need to do it. $400 million is.
But I like Tron.
The global box office is not good.
Yeah.
But I like Tron.
I mean, I liked it too. The soundtrack was unbelievably amazing.
Well, that's not fair. Daft Punk. Come on, I mean, what's going to be good?
Yeah.
Will you guys sign the petition with me?
It was a good movie for what it was worth, but the thing is, it's, you know, Disney, all they see is numbers. You know, what's going to give them more money? They're, you know.
It cost them $170 million to make it. So again, when you're making $400 out of $170, not including the promotional cost and the marketing. Dude, they probably just broke even globally. Like, that's not the numbers you want for a movie that costs that much. For a $170 million movie, you want to see, like, double what they made.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, maybe the petition will work.
Hopefully. Petitions, like, never work, especially with movie studios. Like, how's that Save Constantine ad going? Or, you know, ain't nobody picked that shit up yet.
Yeah, it worked for Community.
Listen, it's oh, you know what's fucked up?
That wasn't a petition that got him signed, though. That was just Yahoo going, dude, let's buy
it. My God. Is this, hey, change.org is the one where is that the one where the government has to?
No.
Okay, which one's that?
That's We the People.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I was about to, oh, that was going to be funny. I wish they put that on We the People.
Obama makes a veto to it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Marvel, Disney, you have to make Tron 3.
Disney, you have to make it.
I've decided that Disney has to make another Tron movie. It is in the best absolute
interest
of this country. The people of this great United States.
Especially if you add Daft Punk.
Daft Punk.
Daft Punk is a global treasure.
It's a global treasure.
We need, as a nation, to make sure that they are making soundtracks.
There doesn't even need to be a movie. Just yeah. another Daft Punk's album.
He just does that. Before he talks. And this is really weird. Moving on.
No, I really want to do the whole show as Obama.
Chris Pine.
We'll save that for the political year.
I'm not doing it.
I was waiting.
I was just joking.
Chris Pine is in talks for Wonder Woman, the love interest.
Yeah,
I guess he'll look like Wonder Woman, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you put slap a wig on that.
They won an Amazonian.
Get him in a skirt. Nah, he's got it. Yeah, he's got the figure.
You mean like, Kris Jenner? Or, I mean, not Kris Jenner, but what the fuck's his name?
It's Caitlin.
It's Caitlin. Why don't you get that motherfucker to play play Wonder Woman?
Too old.
Too old.
She could play Wonder Woman's mom.
That's true. Do you think?
You know what? I don't care. Like, I'm sure the cover was Photoshopped, but like, let's be honest. Like, a 6-year-old woman, she was looking pretty good.
I was pretty impressed.
I was impressed.
I was like,
better than the one he was married to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, if I met that woman in a bar, I might take her home.
Yeah, looking good.
Looking fine.
But he's supposed to be playing Steve Trevor, which is Wonder Woman's, like, government liaison, essentially, is his role in the comics. And love bone. Interest at times.
And then they bone.
I'm assuming so. This kind of goes back to that Mallrats argument of, like, can a superhuman bone a human? Or does it kill them?
No, it doesn't kill them.
I don't know how this
works.
It's
Wonder Woman. It's
like
Superman.
Shotgun.
Yeah, right through her back. Yeah, that's Superman. But I feel like with Wonder Woman, it would just be like just...
Amazing.
Snooze.
Just would rip it off.
Why?
She would just be like, she's done her Kegel exercise, she just tightens up, and his dick just comes off.
I don't think you guys understand how strength works. We can control it.
But sometimes in the moment you can't. If Hulk has taught us anything, there are moments when you can't control anything.
Yeah, it's
and some of that's when you're in the climax of a very good moment.
Is that what you tell yourself when you punch your wife in the face?
Yeah.
Simple answer.
Baby, that was amazing. And you're pregnant.
Yeah, and you're... damn it. But there was also rumors that was going on that Chris Pine could also be playing Green Lantern, which I was 100% behind. I think that he would play... I think he'd play a really cool Hal Jordan.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If they're still bringing Hal Jordan in there. Like, I heard rumors that they're going to bring in Jon Stewart.
Yep, that was... Well, yeah, because you had Tyrese Gibson. That was, like, all up WB's ass to play that role.
Yeah, but there's a reason why he left Comedy Central, and that's got to be it, right?
Goddamn white people.
He's...
The fuck are you talking about?
Hmm? What's that?
How racist you being right now?
No, I said that Jon Stewart left Comedy Central. He left The Daily Show in order to play the Green Lantern. Right.
You know what? I would actually kill to see God damn it. Jon Stewart plays somebody in a DC movie or superhero movie.
That'd be cool. I would too.
Oh my god, hold on. I got to think about who I'd want him to be. Like if they hadn't already cast Benedict Cumberbatch, I think he would have made a really cool Strange. Like think about him. He's kind of like quirky or can be.
Would you want him to play his shtick that he plays on the show and just spout out political
That'd be funny too. Comedy? I don't know. I like him a lot as a person and as a comedian. I think it'd be I wish they would cast someone like just so obscure like that. Like really? Jon Stewart? Like who? Really?
Well, they could do it like they did with Gary Shandling and just make him like a random like senator or something.
Boy, that's true. Wanted to punch him in the face. In that movie. Oh, he got me so annoyed.
Gary Shandling has a punchable face. He always does. Has that face, like he's always like, what?
Like,
that's a Gary Shandling face right there.
My stomach hurts from it. I feel like I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone is seeing The Rock this weekend in the movie thing where the San Andreas Fault Line of America.
Fucking Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
And he's now going to star in Big Trouble Little China remake, a.k.a. Hollywood is officially out of ideas because now they're rebooting every 80s movie.
Yep. And so, a bunch of bullshit.
But it could be good. I mean, shit. I mean, who knows? Right?
No.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't know, man. I'm a huge... This is one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's like...
Is it one of those movies that that cannot be remade?
Yeah. Because it did everything it needed to do. You know what? Like, maybe a couple years after it was made, to have a sequel would have been amazing. But the fact that they're remaking this one, it's super unnecessary. The other, like, this movie is fucking timeless. And we don't need The Rock reprising it. The Rock, definitely, I love him to death. He can't fill Kurt Russell's shoes. Mm-mm. It's not going to happen.
No, because Kurt Russell's an actual, like, he can be dramatic. He can be an action star. He can be a romantic man. The Rock seems to... I mean, he's got a couple different
shades.
No, The Rock's
a great actor, and he's got a lot of different things going on. It's just, And then who the fuck would they get to play Lo Pan? What, are they going to get Psy in there?
Like, I mean, yes, that's perfect, dude.
It's going to happen. Like, let's just, I mean, that's who it's going to be. If Rock's going to be that, then Psy is definitely going to be Lo Pan. Like, that's just, that's how the universe works.
And it's Johnson will play Jack Burton, an all-American trucker who gets dragged into centuries-old mystical. It's like that. It's like when they made the Street Fighter movie, and it was like Jean-Claude Van Damme as the true American. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just fucking.
But it's being written.
What you saying? The Rock ain't American?
Oh shit! Here we go.
Oh no, you didn't, motherfucker.
Somebody's gonna have to drop.
I don't know what
the
I'm saying.
People's
All I'm saying is this movie doesn't need to be made.
The Rock is one of America's greatest American heroes.
I love The Rock. Like, thank I said, dude, I've been watching Obama. Him since I was a kid when he was wrestling, and it's just, I love the movies he does, but it's just like, this movie does not need to be made. It's not his fault. This movie just doesn't.
Hey, Kevin!
No, it is his fault. Never mind. The Rock will produce with his partners Danny Garcia and Hiram Garcia. Fuck The Rock.
Hey, Kevin! What do you think about this remake?
It doesn't matter
what you think! It's being made because The Rock says so!
It's going to be fucking awful. The only way it could be worse is if fucking Michael Bay puts his goddamn
stop
fingers in
talking. Like, people listen to this show. Devin, you learned anything?
Michael Bay,
high executives way up on the fucking food chain listen to this show and they steal our ideas. It's happened.
Michael Bay will be in charge of that film.
Like,
okay.
I'm so mad we don't have writer credits for goddamn Jurassic World.
Listen, what episode was that? Because we could go back.
It was an early one.
We could find it because we can
that
use
as evidence.
The search. Yeah, we got a search function. I'm going to search Jurassic Park on the website. Okay, so every week we take a look at the top box office. This week is no different. But I don't have any intro music for it, so. I was looking for it for a second.
All right, we'll start at number five then.
All right, well, number five is Avengers. Still in 5 weeks. It's this week. It made $11.4 million for a total of $427 million domestically. Number four, nice. Mad Max: Fury Road, made $14.18 million for a total of $116 million. It will get a sequel. Number three, Tomorrowland, the Disney film that was based on the park in their theme park called Tomorrowland, made $14.3 million for a total of $63.69 million. Pitch Perfect 2, the pitches are back. Oh, no, we're back pitches, made $14.8 million for a total of $147 million in 3 weeks. All the reviews that I saw for that movie said that it was basically the fucking first movie exactly. Like, exactly the first movie.
So like The Hangover, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number one is San Andreas.
The Rock, the people's champ.
Making 54.
What the fuck was that voice?
I don't know.
It was an attempt at John Bailey.
No, that was a good one. Don't put me down, Doug. Be positive, okay? That's the only thing that spreads good things in this world.
And hey, STDs. You know what else? You know what spreads good things in this world?
Doug's penis.
Yes. Also, Superhero Feed just posted Spider-Man rumored to be referenced in Marvel's Ant-Man.
Cool.
Breaking news.
Cool. So
They probably were like, "Oh shit, we got it. Reshoot."
This is all it's going to be.
Things where they have their back turned, and then you hear a random voice say something about Spider-Man.
Oh my god, you see that Spider-Man in New York City?
That's all it is.
Yeah.
So San Andreas made 54.59 million, taking number one. So there you have it. And gaming news. Xbox, for me, I did not buy an Xbox One for one sole reason and one sole reason only. It fucking sucks. No.
Wow.
No, I never got on board. I'll say it a million times. The Xbox 360 controller was my favorite controller of all time until the PS4 one came out. They're reworking the Xbox One controller, and there's been evidence of it coming out at E3, but there's been box art already coming out now with a 3.5 millimeter headset jack. I think that's the only change, right, guys?
So far
that we know.
What they need to do is tighten the analogs. Dude, the analogs feel too loose on the Xbox One controllers. That's my biggest pet peeve with it.
Mine is just my ginormous fucking hands that if I feel like I'm just holding a baby controller.
It's not that terrible compared, you know, like I still love the PS4 control way better, but the Xbox One, the downside with it is the left and right bumpers too. They try to make them seamlessly blend in and they end up like just like you press them on accident way more times than you plan to.
Not Doug, because he's got baby fingers.
Little baby fingers.
he's got massive fucking dumb palms. He's got baby fingers on top of those palms. It's really weird to look at. If you ever at a Comic-Con, watch him taking photos. It's like stretching to reach the... He's like, I'm going to get the photo.
But on the plus side, man, the Xbox controller fits perfectly in my little fucking weird hands.
It is a plus. Let's see. Minecraft is a huge game. We all know that. And Lego, I think, has taken way too long to take advantage of it, but they're finally striking while the iron is semi-hot. They're making a Minecraft competitor. It'll be out today while you hear this show. It's on Steam's Early Access for $17. And it's called Lego World, and so it's a sandbox game where you can build shit.
Worlds. I watched the trailer for it earlier, and I have to be honest, I wasn't impressed.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Oh, I'm feeling it. I don't know. I think, like you said, I think when they took too long to put it out, I also feel that it looks too cluttered. In a way, like,
because of the blockiness,
I don't know. Because Minecraft, everything is just a square block,
mm-hmm. So it has some uniform.
Everything's uniform, exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is like, you can even see in the picture in the article. Like, I mean, look at the grass. Like, I guess it's grass. How it's like all these. It's the hundreds of these little tiny blocks, and they're all different colors to make up grass. And it just doesn't seem to work well because you've got like brown and lighter brown and green and different shades of green. But just individual blocks, and somehow it looks cluttered. It doesn't look like grass to me. That just looks like...
Well, the different shapes, too. The ramp shapes, the flat shapes.
Yeah. And, I mean, well, there's in Minecraft, there's other shapes, too, like ramps and stuff, too. But again, they all take up that one block space, mm-hmm. or whatever. But mm-hmm. also the texture packs and just the texture of Minecraft where that block has a specific texture to it. So, like, you stack a bunch of stones on top, it looks like a stone wall or a brick wall. You know what I mean? And, like, for whatever reason, with these are just plastic blocks. Somehow, it just doesn't seem to work as well for me. Like, I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. And I know that they have, like, in the trailer, again, you can see, like, the tools I have for building stuff. So it's not like the Minecraft just like block, 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 block. It's like I have a gun that shoots out giant spheres of Legos, you know, like it'll make a Lego sphere. So I don't know. It looked too shiny almost, you know, too plasticky. With the blocks being one solid color instead of like, again, the textured blocks of Minecraft.
Well, we'll go ahead and let you buy it, and then you give us a full review.
Hell no. Someone can buy it for me. Ryan.
No, no.
What? I'm just kidding. Oh. Ryan'll do it. He doesn't buy me shit. He buys Jeremy all the things, though. So
that's because he's my boo, and you stay away from his butt.
He's your sugar daddy is what he is.
You stay away from him because...
Hey, speaking of, man, how many more street passes did you get?
Oh! Man, I got 40 from Dallas Comic Con, and I said that you can listen to the recap show on the site. But yeah, I got 40 street passes. I'm up to
street
like
passes are awesome.
I'm up to 100. You know, okay. So Kev, when you brought your DS down, and I looked at it, and I was like, "What the hell is all this street pass nonsense?" And then you're like, "Oh, you can collect game pieces and all this." I was like, well, "That's stupid." I was like, I said to myself, "What a waste of time." And then I got addicted, and I'm like, yeah. I got a new fucking puzzle piece. And then yeah. I'm like, I'm going through the dungeon. I'm like, I got a new hat.
Yeah, literally.
I got a Kirby hat. I'm gonna wear my little Kirby hat.
This is happening in Comic Palooza.
Don't you fucking dare, Doug, because you were really excited about that shit too.
I wasn't excited about the Kirby hat.
You were excited about everything.
I was like, dude, how many more of them street passes you get? Because he'd put it in his like back pocket, and we'd go walk the floor for a couple hours. We'd get back and be like, hey, there's someone at your gate.
Yeah.
And then so he took it with him to Dallas, and he got 40 that just that one day.
Yeah. So I'm up to like, I got like 190. I know it's nowhere near what you got, Kevin. How many people you got?
I don't know. Probably like 400 or something.
Dude, I saw somebody. I looked at somebody's little profile. There's people who have like 3,000 fucking street passes. Like, what are you? What is happening in your life? How?
Yeah, I don't know. They travel, probably. Yes.
Yeah, they either travel or maybe they go to basically take them with them everywhere.
I guess.
You know, like, yeah. I mean, you've just taken them really to conventions. I mean, think about it. If you're taking that thing to school,
yeah,
to church, to anytime you go grocery shopping, or, again, you know, I don't know, all these.
All right, so WildStar is going free to play as well. Let's just get off that topic.
Great,
yeah.
Great segue there.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, man, you should take your DS into this game and get some street passes.
I'm going to get some street passes from WildStar. It's going free to play. It was accidentally leaked. Everything gets leaked. Fucking shit. And it'll be on Steam and all that good stuff. So if you like playing MMOs and you want another free one, there you go.
It's pretty cool. They'll have like a pay feature too that you'll get like pretty much all of their.
Kevin, we were over this 10 minutes ago. Slots.
Well, shit. But it's pretty cool. I liked it. It was a pretty fun MMO, especially for free. Now I would go back to it.
Okay, I might try it out. I said that in the pre-show. I'd like to try it out, so I'd still do that. All right, are you guys ready to drop a fucking shit ton of money if you want to play some VR shit?
Absolutely fucking not. This is ridiculous.
No.
Because they're saying that our computers, our powerful gaming fucking computers, do not and will not work for the Oculus Rift. You will not be able to buy a $200 Oculus Rift or $300, wherever the retail is going to be, and it'll work on your computer. I looked up the specs. It is fucking ridiculous. Like, I was
absurd.
I said to myself, are you fucking kidding me? You will need to drop $1,500 for a VR-ready PC from their Oculus Rift, has stated, the CEO. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, because it requires, like, two...
Yeah, dual graphics cards.
Yeah, well, the two USB 3 outs and an HDMI out. Like, not one or the other, both. And then, like, yeah, how much was the minimum for the graphic card? I forget how much that one was. It was like a $500 graphic card.
I don't even think 770s will work. I think you got to use like a 900 series.
Yeah, I think so too. It was like absurd. And then like the amount of 8 gigs of RAM just right out the gate just to run it at the minimum. Like, that's fucking stupid. Oculus Rift is like taking a fucking dive.
I could not believe, like, you know, normally we get worked up over this shit, but this shit is legit. Like, they were supposed to be the company that came out, blew everyone out of the water. You could buy a $300 unit. It would connect to your PC and fucking VR for everybody. What the fuck happened?
Facebook.
No, I don't think... Well, they just made it more powerful than it should have been. I don't know. I'm waiting for the Morpheus, the one for the PS4. I hope, you know, in a couple of weeks we have E3. I hope they make a lot more information about that.
Morpheus or the HTC.
Vive. Yeah, Vive, yeah, from Vive. HTC and Valve, man. That's the one I'm all about.
Yeah, I'm on board with Valve on this
one. Thing,
but
here's the reason why I say PS4. PS4 already has the fucking hardware set up for it. You won't have to buy anything but the headset. Who knows what Valve's going to bring out? Maybe they might do the same thing as Oculus and be like, well, your computer needs to be this fucking good to do
it. Yeah, but I think
it.
That's
and...
kind of being a little pessimistic about it, because at the same time, I feel that Valve, of all companies, along with HTC, kind of with as their people that are making it, they have the gamer more in mind, I feel, than like than Oculus Rift does at this point. Like, yeah. They know what people are playing. I mean, like... just got asked to do another one of their little things, like, hey, we're just curious what you're using to play video games on. So I know that they are taking that information from their Steam users.
So. I mean, I love
to
Steam,
know that,
obviously.
Like, hey, this is what they can handle, this is what they can't. Like, this is the average, what the average user has, this is what most of our high-end users have. So they find some sort of in-between where anybody can get, instead of, you don't have to drop fucking that much money. It may be a more expensive unit. Mm-hmm. But hopefully maybe it works
and
on more machines.
This is what I understand. I mean, when we first saw this, the VR obviously is using some CPU to produce the images on your screen. But essentially, it's a goddamn screen on your fucking head.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what it is. Like, that's all it's doing is projecting what your monitor already projects. Why is it needing a whole new system in order to do that?
Because I guess it's the... I don't know, really. I mean, because you got to think... I guess if you're sitting still, I mean, maybe... I don't know if they're expecting you to walk around stuff. Because you use your mouse or your controller to control the camera, the in-game camera, to move around and look at the environment. And there's that whole having to do the whole head.
Yeah, but
instead.
That's already, like...
So it's all those sensors and stuff? Like, But why does it need... Why do you need a $1,500 computer to run that shit? It shouldn't. That's fucking stupid. And there's no way.
There's
that,
no
like,
market for
used,
that.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no market for you to be like, hey, like, Doug, we were just talking about this at fucking Comic-Con. Like, VR is going to change everything. In 5 years, we'll all be watching concerts on VR headsets. Not at $1,500 fucking dollars, we won't.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. I mean, what we saw at the Comic-Con, again, you can listen to our wrap-up show with the VR headset and stuff, and the experience we had with the Insidious haunted house thing, which was fucking bonkers. Like, I would watch movies that way. Like, make movies like fuck 3D. Fuck 3D in the ass. Let me watch a movie that way. Because it was insane and intense, and it was great. But, yeah, again, not for that much money.
Yeah.
I can see, you know, they're saying, okay, like... Because a $1,500 computer also with... I don't know if that's on top of the $300 or if that's in... You know, let's say the Oculus Rift is $300, just that by itself. Like, if... But you still have to have, like, the high-end computer. If Valve releases an HTC release one that's, like, $400, but you don't have to have that much of a computer, you know, that badass, you don't have to spend another $15 on a computer, like, that's way more. Like, that's more interesting. Like, I'll look at that more than, I don't know.
Exactly.
I think exactly. Most people will. So I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. Like, that's ridiculous. Because I guarantee you, like, E3 is coming up. I think it starts on Sunday. That would be... Oh, fuck. What day is that? Sunday the 14th? Sunday the 14th, I think Bethesda, has their thing going on. So we're going to see, I'm sure we're going to see like someone like Valve or HTC or or Sony with Project Morpheus or whatever come out and just be like.
They're going to pull a Nintendo. They're going to pull a Nintendo where, they're going to pull a PS4 where, you know, they came out on stage and was like, hey, you want to know how to share a game on the PS4? Here, you want to borrow it? You know that fucking one where it gives a drop the mic moment where it was like,
yeah.
You guys are fucking retarded. And And I guarantee you that either one of those companies are going to do it. It's going to be like, hey, guys, guess what? We won't charge you for to play with VR. $1,500. Here's your, you know. Anywho. Speaking of Nintendo.
No. What?
What? They actually have done something that was good for their future, which was teaming up with Humble Bundle. And it's the first time that a console is doing a Humble Bundle. And it's for the Wii U and the 3DS. It's pretty cool. You can pay $10 as the average, and you get all the games. You're getting stuff like a lot of indie titles. The Fall, Ali Ali, Moon Chronicles, Stealth Inc. 2, SteamWorld Dig, which I'm highly addicted to right now. SteamWorld Dig has taken over my life. I need to find all the crystals.
Well, you guys got to play Guacamelee if you haven't. It's a Metroid Castlevania like just combination that's amazing, and it's got a lot of, it's got a great sense of humor to it as well.
I have good that on the PS4 well. I got that. That was
I've got
free,
that on like three different right? systems myself. Yeah.
So, anyways, check it out. I think that's probably the first good thing Nintendo's done in a while.
Well, it's cool because it benefits too. It benefits code.org.
Yeah, I mean, they're given to a good cause and stuff, but I, you know, they're actually looking into the future of what people are doing online, and you know what is actually what gamers want. So instead of them deciding what old asses they think they need to make, you know, the fucking Japanese way, we will win or take a fucking sword to the chest.
I'm really excited to see what E3 brings this year. I know we just kind of brought it up a little bit here, but I mean, especially with Nintendo, I mean, I don't know if they're going to announce whatever their new thing's going to be. I'm really curious, man. It's coming up soon.
Yeah.
And the Steam sale's coming up soon, too.
Oh, that's starting June 11th. Yeah. That's official. 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 Are you guys going to buy anything?
Depends. I've got, like we were talking before the show, I've got 24 things on my wish list. We'll see what goes on sale.
I got 22.
I've got 9.
You know, we've been talking about buying Ark and playing it and stuff, and there's that. I know it's a brand new game. There's probably no way in hell it's going to drop in price during the Steam sale a week after it was released. But there's that small part of me that's like, come on, motherfucker, drop in price.
Like, yeah, maybe
$25 is so steep. Come on, down to 20.
Come on. All right, everybody, that's our show for the week, and I hope that you enjoyed it. We had fun recording this big thing. And we hope that you come back again if you're new and you made it this far. If you made it this far, I fucking congratulate you, because you know what? You did good.
Yeah.
You did good.
I barely made it this far.
Kevin's like sleeping over there.
Kevin's like, yeah, he's about to pass out.
I'm about to pass out. It's been a long day.
All right, everybody. My name is the one and only Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. Hi.
And this is the 8-Bit Geek, and follow us if you please. And if you like a song and dance, then you will eat some goat cheese.